Joe Biden to denounce Republican voting integrity laws as domestic enemy of democracy. By Charlie Spiring on January 11, 2022. President Joe Biden plans to deliver an angry speech condemning Georgia's election integrity laws on Tuesday, describing Republicans as a domestic threat to the right to vote and democracy itself. The White House previewed excerpts from Biden's address, which will portray him as a dominant force against the shadow and the domestic threat posed by Republicans in Georgia and across the country. From the White House preview of the speech, "Will we choose democracy over autocracy? Blight over shadow? Justice over injustice? I know where I stand. I will not yield. I will not flinch. I will defend your right to vote and our democracy against all enemies, foreign and domestic." Biden will challenge the United States Senate for failing to move forward on legislation that would federalize state and local elections, barring election integrity laws passed into law since the 2020 election. And so the question is, where will the institution of United States Senate stand? Biden will ask. The president will call for the Senate to end the filibuster rules, allowing them to pass voting rights legislation with a 50-vote Senate majority. But that might not be enough, as Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, has promised to defend the Senate filibuster, despite widespread complaints from the left. Biden will try to connect the January 6 protests of the 2020 election to the state's voting integrity laws, signed by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp in March. "We have to ensure January 6 doesn't mark the end of democracy but the beginning of a renaissance for our democracy," White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday, previewing the speech. Voting rights activists have already dismissed Biden and Harris' trip to Georgia as mere platitudes and are skipping the speeches. Stacey Abrams, who is running again for Georgia governor, also plans to skip the event, citing a scheduling conflict.